We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From Learfield, this is Big 12 This Week.
15, 10, 5, pistols firing, touchdown Oklahoma State.
10, 5, touchdown TCU, 75-yard sprint.
West Virginia knocks off the Texas Longhorns.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
Kennedy Brooks just won OU Texas.
Light the tower green, the Baylor Bears are 2021 Big 12 Conference Champions.
On the Big 12 Sports Network, Big 12 This Week is brought to you by On Location, your go-to source for elevated game day experiences at the 2022 Dr. Pepper Big 12 Football Championship. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference. Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville, from the Learfields Network Studios. Here's your host, Bill Pollack.
Hey, welcome in. Great to be back with you. There are, again, more people from Texas saying, look out for the Longhorns. I don't know if I'm there yet. They make compelling arguments. We'll give someone else a chance to make their argument as to why Texas will win the Big 12. Plus, we'll also preview the TCU Horned Frogs. They expect, in fact, our guest this week says that they think TCU is better than Texas right now. We'll get into that. And then a great opportunity for a great young man who has a chance to lead the wide receivers at Oklahoma. And you'll hear about the story of LaDainian Washington. So we'll get into that. And our first guest, the voice of the TCU Horned Frogs, Brian Estridge, who makes that claim that, yeah, TCU probably better than Texas, should be better than Texas. We'll talk with him next here on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Why is Old Trapper beef jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious. You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Lil Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper is on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
That deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Are you currently going somewhere? Start saving as you're going to that somewhere. Download the MyPhillips 66 app. Save up to 25 cents per gallon of gas every time you fill up. We'll say it again, 25 whole centaroos every time you fill up. It's that easy to save and go. Download and start saving with the MyPhillips 66 app today. Phillips 66, live to the full.
25 cents is a combined savings of 10 cents off per gallon, up to 30 gallons at the pump at participating Phillips 66 locations, and 15 cents off per gallon when you pay for gas using your select payment methods within the MyPhillips 66 app. Offer valid through September 30th, 2022.
Why is Old Trapper Beef Jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious. You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Big 12 this week. Find us on your favorite podcast platform, including Google, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Big12Sports.com, their website as well. Coaching change at TCU for the first time in 20 years. Sonny Dykes moved down the road in the Metroplex from SMU to TCU, and he brings some renewed excitement about the future of the Horned Frogs. Joining us, Brian Estridge, voice of TCU. Brian, great to talk with you again.
Billy, it is football season, as they like to say, right? Let's buckle up. You know, chin straps on. Pull your socks up, Billy. Let's get after it.
Yeah. Has either quarterback distanced himself from the other? Let's start with that. I mean, will a decision come sooner or later with Max Duggan and Chandler Morris?
You know, I think it'll happen, obviously, before the Colorado game. I'm not so sure that it doesn't happen the weekend before the Colorado game, because I think they are that close. I mean, it is a back-and-forth battle. We have an opportunity to watch part of practice every day, and we see that. I mean, you know, some days Max is running with the ones. Some days Chandler's running with the ones. You got a third-teamer in Sam Jackson who's going to warrant some playing time as well. So I wouldn't be surprised if it's the weekend before the Colorado game before they choose.
Sonny has mentioned how Steve Spurrier has rotated quarterbacks at all. Is that his M.O.? Is that his M.O., or is he going to go with
one guy? I think you may see them all play. I do think that. I do think that there'll be series where they all play. But I think that's Sonny saying, "Hey, come on, fellas! I you know, because we ask him every day.
Yeah,
you know, who's a starting quarterback?" And I think at this point, he's just trying to come up with different answers.
Yeah,
you know, and so this one this week was, well, Spurrier used to run him in every other play. Who knows? We might do that.
Yeah.
I think he's going to settle in on a guy, but I do think that that you will see all three of them play. I think you'll see all three of them play in the Colorado game.
Brian Estridge is voice of the TCU Horned Frogs. Max Duggan, he's got the experience. Kid seems tough as nails. Does he have the respect of his teammates in the huddle?
Oh, there's no question about that. He's got the respect of the city of Fort Worth. I mean, everyone loves Max. They love everything about him, everything that he stands for. And I think folks are pulling for him. But Chandler brings another edge to the passing game. And so I think there's a combination of the two that you can find. You know, that you know, if you put them both together, all of a sudden you got Drew Brees. I think you got a chance here to see Max's leadership come out in the fall. I think Chandler's a leader too. He does it more by example and confidence. I mean, he bestows a lot of confidence in that huddle, and so I think that is his sort of MO. So again, you got great qualities, two really good young men, and I think that's the luxury that Sonny has, is he knows he can't go wrong. He's not going to make a wrong decision. Does he make the best decision? I think is the hard part right now.
And, you know, Brian, I mean, the toughest thing, whether it's for Dykes or whoever the starting quarterback is, maybe not to win the job, but maybe to keep it, though.
Yeah. And I think we talked about that, too, that what's harder, naming the starter or keeping the second guy happy. the good news is these two guys are team players. They're not in it for themselves. I don't think you see one of them hit the transfer portal as soon as the other one's named the starter. I don't think you'll see any of that. So I think they'll be trying to help the team. I think they'll be trying to help that guy get better. I mean, I think that's what it's going to be about. And so I think and let's face it. I mean, Bill, you know, with the way college football is today, the way the NFL is, it's really hard to make it through a season with one quarterback anymore. And so you're going to need to. You're going to need to at some point. And so I think they realize that you may not be the starter on game one, but you better be ready in that bullpen because coach may be coming to you in any minute.
Whoever takes the snaps, and it might be all three, that first game against Colorado, as you mentioned, Brian, but almost no turnover at the wide receiver position, highlighted by Quentin Johnson. Talk about his game.
Boy, I tell you what, and here's a guy who spent a ton of time in the weight room. He's gotten bigger. He's gotten stronger. He can high point the football. He's got terrific speed to run by people. He's a track star. NFL scouts have been swooning over him. They're all over the place. And I had one of them look me in the eye and say, "I love him." And I said, "Yeah, I get it." He goes, "No, you look at me. I love him." And so that's the way they feel about him. But, you know, he's not the only guy in the room. It's one of those very versatile wide receiver rooms. You got Darius Davis in the slot, who's a speedster. You got Gunnar Henderson in the slot now, who doesn't drop the football. You got Tay Barber, who's got a ton of games under his belt. You got Blair Conright, who's gotten really good. You got young players that have stepped up. You got tight ends now, finally, in this system, who will be called upon to make plays, not just to block. And so I think there's a whole variety of guys in that wide receiving room that will be difference makers for this group. And I think that Sonny knows that. I think that that's a luxury that he knows that he has, and he's looked forward to utilizing.
Brian Estridge is the voice of the TCU Horned Frogs, joining us here on Big 12 This Week. I saw that Coach Malcolm Kelly made a remark that TCU is maybe the only school to have four receivers with 40 or more targets last year. So they like to move the ball around. Now with Coach Garrett Riley calling the plays, do things look a lot different from what you've seen at practice?
Well, yeah, they do, in that they're organized better, they're tighter, they kind of do what – it's not offense of the week or anything like that. I think one of the things that you're going to see is you're going to see a group of wide receivers that will continue to get a ton of touches. That's why Darius Davis and Tay Barber came back. Both of those guys could have gone to the league, could have hit the portal, could have done any number of things, but they were both intrigued by what Garrett Riley and Sonny Dykes do on offense, to the point where they said, yeah, we got a lot of touches last year, but we got unfinished business. We want to see if we can get more touches this year. And so I think that's been kind of the promise. Now, people lose sight of the fact that even though Sonny kind of grew up in the air raid, Garrett Riley did as well, this is a team that's going to run the football first. They want to pound it. Sonny joked this week that they've taken away his air raid card, that he's no longer a member of the club. But that, not the case. But I do think you're going to see an offense that, with Kendre Miller at running back, with a couple of guys that they think can be newcomers that can be pretty special back there, I think you're going to see them try to run the football first.
TCU on defense, they were ninth in the league with just 15 sacks, just ahead of Kansas, middle of the pack with interceptions. How big of a task does new defensive coordinator Joe Gillespie have in front of him this first season?
Well, I think in one regard, when you look at those numbers, you got to improve. Now, the good news is you can only go up. And it's got to get better in takeaways as well. I think one of the things that he realized is he's got a lot of talent on defense. He's got some depth on defense. He's got a ton of speed. I think what he did was he modified the defense to fit the talent. 3-5 scheme defensively, a little light on defensive linemen. So like most people in the country, so you go to the 3-down lineman scheme, that helps you there. But I think he also took away a lot. I think he took away a lot of the thinking. They got the calls in late. They were, at times last year. And so they couldn't react as fast and as quick. And when you can't react as fast, you don't create as many turnovers. So I think you're going to see Joe Gillespie's team be very sound defensively. I think they'll be takeaway driven. That's kind of the way his MO has been over the years. I think that'll continue. So I think that's going to be a primary focus of this group, is to take the football away and get back on the plus category then.
Brian Estridge, voice of TCU, joining us. Gillespie has a lot of experience at the high school level in Texas. Sonny Dykes there as well, and certainly around the Metroplex. And when it was announced that Texas and Oklahoma would leave the conference, Brian, one of the things that I've said quite a bit here is this: there's an opportunity for the rest of the teams to move up to those top two spots. Who's going to take that? That reign, if you will, and it's open. Obviously Baylor had a good year. Oklahoma State with Mike Gundy and Matt Campbell, they're established at their schools. But there's an opportunity. What does the hiring of Sonny Dykes do for TCU to put them in that potential to rise to the top of Big 12 football over the next, say, 3, 4, 5 years?
Yeah, I think it does a lot. And I'm one of those that doesn't believe that they couldn't do it with Oklahoma and Texas here. I'm not one of those that think, especially Texas. I mean, look at TCU's beaten Texas 7 out of the last 9 years. I mean, I would argue that Texas football program is not as good as TCU's right now. And so whether those two teams are in the league or not, I think the move to hire Sonny Dykes was to elevate the program to national prominence, was to show the commitment to the football program with the additional staff that they brought on, the commitment that's been made to nutrition, strength and conditioning and things of that nature. But I think it's also, saying, hey, we know that sometimes you have to adjust, you have to change, and we want to make the recruiting here in DFW a priority. I mean, this is one of the top, four producing spots in the country as far as high school football recruits are concerned. So you got to own your hometown, and I think that's what Sonny Dykes does. I think that's the way these guys recruit. These guys recruit 365 days a year. I mean, within the legal boundaries, but I mean, that's on their mind all the time. So I think that's a good thing, and so – yeah, I think that's what the commitment is. I think that's what the expectation is going to be at TCU. And I think that's what fans deserve. And I think Sonny Dykes would would tell you the same, that they're, you know, whether Texas or Oklahoma are in the league or not, TCU needs to be in the upper echelon of the league, and that's the way that they're going to operate.
Brian, I need you to stick with me here for this sponsored content, our Can't Miss Game of the Week, presented by Tickets for Less. TicketsForLess.com is the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. Friday, September 2nd, TCU opens the season at Colorado. They come back the following Saturday against Tarleton State, and then a bye week, and then September 24th, here's the Can't Miss game, taking on SMU in Dallas. That will have, obviously, several undertones and different side stories with this one as Sonny Dykes switches sidelines.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see how that one plays out. You know, that one over the years has been a brutal battle. You know, it has taken on, SMU has had some success of late against TCU. It's always been kind of a bigger rivalry for them than it has for the Horned Frogs. I don't think that'll necessarily be the case this year. You're right. There'll be a lot of emotion around that one, and I'm excited about it. I mean, that's what DFW deserves. They need two college teams that are important, two college teams that are working hard for national prominence. And I think that's where hopefully the place is packed and the atmosphere is great. And people realize they don't have to travel anywhere to go see great college football. They can do it right here in DFW.
September 24th in Dallas, TCU SMU, our Can't Miss Game of the Week, presented by Tickets for Less. TicketsForLess.com, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. Brian, thanks for your time. This is Big 12 right, this yeah. week from Learfield.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Your local Sprouts Farmers Market is home to the most delicious fresh fruits and veggies nature has to offer. Our promise is to provide the best in fresh, good-for-you groceries that your family can enjoy at every meal. With a wide selection of quality meats, fresh produce, and healthy treats, your breakfast, lunch, and dinner table sprouts to life. And your taste buds will too. Visit your local Sprouts Farmers Market or learn more at Sprouts.com today. Sprouts, where goodness grows.
Lil' Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
That deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and is your source for access to the biggest moments in sports, entertainment, and music. Be a part of the action with packages that can include official event tickets, premium hospitality, VIP experiences, and behind-the-scenes access. Visit onlocationexp.com to learn more and secure your experience today. Don't just be there. Be on location.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. With Tickets for Less, you'll always find the best seats at the best prices to all your favorite events with no outrageous fees. Whether you're looking for tickets to see your favorite Big 12 team or looking for seats to your favorite sporting event or concert anywhere across the nation, Tickets for Less has what you need. Visit TicketsForLess.com now to shop the best selection of tickets and never pay per ticket fees again.
Okay, men, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough.
Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. Not much more I can add about the Cale Gundy resignation at Oklahoma. Other than that, Oklahoma State head coach Mike Gundy said that he hasn't really considered or spoken with his brother about finding a spot on his staff. But I want to focus more on, with every negative situation, there's always a positive outcome, and that's what I want to focus on. And that's the opportunity that LaDainian Washington is getting with the Oklahoma Sooners. He is their interim wide receivers coach. He was brought on as an offensive analyst in January, and 8 months later, he's the guy running that core, and he's got a lot of experience. He was a four-year letter winner and a two-year starter at Missouri. 100 career receptions, 15 touchdowns. He was a great player, became a team captain, someone that the Missouri Tigers rallied around. And while he was earning his bachelor's degree in psychology, his personal story gathered national attention. He had lost both of his parents at a young age. And he's an inspiration for not only many players, but many people. And he's served as a motivational speaker in the past. And he tried. In fact, I think he had a free agent contract with the Cowboys. Bounced around with some NFL teams. Even played in the Canadian Football League. And was even in the XFL before the pandemic. But after that, he went back to Missouri, where he is a part of their staff and served as a director of player development. And everywhere along the way, like, you never hear anything bad about LaDainian Washington. And now, because of a bad situation, there's a positive outcome for him. And recently, head coach Brent Venables talked about adding and the reason for putting Washington in this spot as the wide receivers coach.
I'll be honest, this issue aside, you know, Oklahoma program with Cale Gundy is stronger than one without him. But I couldn't be more excited about LaDainian Washington and the opportunity that he has with these guys this season. He's already had incredible relationships built with these guys and trust. A really deep understanding of who they are as young men, certainly their skill sets and their strengths and weaknesses, things like that. He's incredibly bright and smart, articulate, but he's got deep trust with these guys. And when I announced to the team that on an interim basis, however long that is, that he would be stepping in to help us out there, be the receivers coach, the players were excited for him and this opportunity. As you know, he's got this amazing story, and very inspiring story, and how he got here. So I'm really excited to see. I think he'll really blossom right here in this role. And you know, when I got hired at K-State full time, Bill Snyder hired me as an interim coach, and And boy, I couldn't be happier for that opportunity. And I was getting paid $33,000 plus some change. And I was like just head over heels excited. And I never looked over my shoulder once. And that's my expectation of Coach Washington. And he'll do an amazing job. And so how we address it moving forward, we'll, you know, it'll be just something we'll continue to evaluate. And staff will step up and, help out in any way that, you know, we have to. And but, you know, I'm really excited about his energy and his passion for the game, passion for young people. Played the position, so he's excellent teacher of the game. Really advanced from that standpoint. Now he's running the room. You know, he's been shadowing, in that respect since he got here. And so he's been the assistant that can't coach, you know, that can't, you know, watch film, but he's been paying attention for, 8 months. And he's done it before. So it's not his first rodeo. And then he, played the game for a very long time. So part of it will be kind of like riding a bike, and certainly he's learned a new system and things of that nature, but he didn't just learn it in the last couple of days. He's got a great grasp on it right now, and so I don't know. You know, he's just going to have to be the man in charge, but he's done a great job. Like, he's very comfortable in that role. Just got a real knack and very natural from a leadership standpoint. Got a lot of toughness to him. He's got a bright light inside of him. He's full of life, but he's very convicted about who he is as a coach and the relationships that he's built, which I think is critical. You know, if this is some guy that, was coaching, defensive backs, was one of our assistants over here at DBs, and I moved him over to receiver, it'd be a whole other conversation from a transition standpoint. So I think he'll do a great job. I think he'll plug right in.
He'll do a great job, and he will be, if he wants to, he will be a college football coach for a long time. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and is your source for access to the biggest moments in sports, entertainment, and music. Be a part of the action with packages that can include official event tickets, premium hospitality, VIP experiences, and behind-the-scenes access. Visit onlocationexp.com to learn more and secure your experience today. Don't just be there. Be on location.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. On that heavy shelf you hung yesterday, turns out you didn't use enough anchors. Wait, you didn't use any anchors? Now you've got an open floor plan. Trendy. And if you have the wrong home insurance, you could need a wall of money to fix this. So get home insurance with Allstate and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Lil' Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
That deserves a Dr. Pepper. Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. With Tickets for Less, you'll always find the best seats at the best prices to all your favorite events with no outrageous fees. Whether you're looking for tickets to see your favorite Big 12 team or looking for seats to your favorite sporting event or concert anywhere across the nation, Tickets for Less has what you need. Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop the best selection of tickets and never pay per ticket fees again.
Your local Sprouts Farmers Market is home to the most delicious fresh fruits and veggies nature has to offer. Our promise is to provide the best in fresh, good-for-you groceries that your family can enjoy at every meal. With a wide selection of quality meats, fresh produce, and healthy treats, your breakfast, lunch, and dinner table sprouts to life, and your taste buds will too. Visit your local Sprouts Farmers Market or learn more at Sprouts.com today. Sprouts, where goodness grows.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having playdates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual playdates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Big 12 this week can be heard on SiriusXM, channel 375, 6 Eastern on Thursdays. My guest is Christina Huang, who is a blogger and covers Texas football for the Dallas Morning News. And lots to cover, lots of injuries. This team got banged up over their scrimmage on Saturday, and we want to start with that. Christina, welcome.
Thanks, Bill, for having me.
The two big ones, the season-ending injuries, Junior Agunlau and Isaiah Nair. How big of a loss is this for the offensive line and at wide receiver?
Junior Agunlau, he's a senior. He's been like a staple of the offensive line for the last few years. You know, obviously a huge loss. And with him going down, it's most likely going to be Jake Majors at center. And they're going to need freshman Devin Campbell to really step up. Like, these next couple of weeks are going to be a really, really important time in his development. And then also in terms of injuries, offensive lineman Cole Hudson, he's also out briefly, but he should be able to come back before the season starts. So obviously having Isaiah Naylor, you know, out for the year is also a really huge loss. So right now, I think Texas really needs a number three receiver. I'm kind of behind Xavier Worthy and Jordan Whittington. So potential guys to replace Nair would be, I would say, Troy Omere. I'm personally not so sure about him just because he's actually missed the last two seasons because of injury. And then Savion Red, he's a freshman. And then Brennan Thompson, who's also a freshman. And then Tariq Milton, who's an Iowa State transfer. Any four of those guys could potentially be that number three receiver for Texas.
Yeah, so they get a little young there. I want to go back to the offensive line because that was one of the question marks coming into this season, just their reliability and how good they would be. How have you seen, and I know you've been there a short time, but just from what you've gathered from either coaches or from what you've seen, how has the offensive line done as a whole, minus the injuries?
I personally am not putting too much stock into, you know, what's being, you know, what's floating around the internet, what's being seen right now, just because, you know, obviously with Junior going down, you know, they kind of have to go back to the drawing board.
Christina Huang joining us here on Big 12 this week. She covers the Texas Longhorns for the Dallas Morning News, and we're going to get to her five bold predictions for Texas this season. We'll get to that in a moment. Roschon Johnson got nicked up Saturday as well in that scrimmage for the Longhorns. What's the timeline and his return? Do we know yet?
I'm not too worried about Roshan Johnson being out for too long. You know, just recently, like within the last couple of days, Sark said, and you know, quoting him here, he said that Johnson will be out for a short amount of time, as in like a few days, maybe a week or two. And you know, Johnson's always been kind of like a leader in this team. He's always had a really good attitude. So I'm not really worried about him personally. And he's also expected to be, you know, ready to go by the season opener. So he should be good.
And I know Sark talked a little bit about this at his press conference, but any details or an update on the suspension of Ajayi Hall?
It really sounded like that Ajayi is going to come back. Sark did say that the suspension was not because of a singular incident. So Ajayi was arrested on Thursday night by UTPD for criminal mischief. And there was a video of him floating around on Twitter where it looks like he was taking a boot off of his car that was parked on campus. And anyone who's been a student at the University of Texas or a parent, whatever, you would know that, you know, the parking violations here are a little, you know, they're a little much. So, you know, Ajayi got a lot of sympathy on Twitter from, you know, alumni and fans for that. There isn't like a timeline really, publicly at least, about when he's coming back. But it does seem like he's going to come back whenever he's ready. So,
Christine, I want to talk about this quarterback race. Coach Sark said that it's tight between Quinn Ewers and Hudson Card. Do you have a gut feeling over which quarterback may have the edge?
You know, I've been thinking about this for a while now, you know, kind of all summer. In terms of when that decision is coming, you know, obviously there's, you know, less than a month until the season begins. I know Sark said that he wants to announce the decision a little earlier than he did last year. And if I remember correctly, last year he announced the starter about a week before the season opener. So, you know, that decision should be coming fairly soon. You know, to be quite honest with you, Bill, I am honestly not really sure, just because I kind of feel like it's like comparing apples to oranges a little bit. Because, you know, Quinn Ewers has never, you know, actually, you know, never played like a real college snap before. So, you know, publicly, we just don't really know what to expect from him. You know, obviously there's all this hype around him and, you know, all this media attention and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, we really haven't actually seen him play. In regards to Hudson Card, you know, if he didn't think that he would stand a chance, you know, he would have left by now. You know, he would have hit the portal. So I think him staying here, you know, kind of does tell me that he thinks he stands a chance at the very least. And, you know, he understands the system. You know, he's already spent a year, you know, with Sark. So, you know, it's really hard to say. And I think more people, just kind of based on the conversations that I've had, more people seem to think that Quinn will be the starter. But, you know, I wouldn't count Hudson out at all.
Yeah. That's Christina Ho Wong. She covers the Texas Longhorns for the Dallas Morning News, does some blogging for them. I would think it'd be safe to say that whoever is named the starter, it's probably a good chance both of them are going to see the field.
Absolutely.
And I know I teased your five bold predictions for Texas this season. You've also thrown a third name into the quarterback conversation, and we'll talk about that in a bit. But we're going to take a short break, come back with more. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Why is Old Trapper Beef Jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious. You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
Are you currently going somewhere? Start saving as you're going to that somewhere. Download the My Phillips 66 app. Save up to 25 cents per gallon of gas every time you fill up. We'll say it again, 25 whole centaroos every time you fill up. It's that easy to save and go. Download and start saving with the My Phillips 66 app today. Phillips 66, live to the full.
25 cents is a combined savings of 10 cents off per gallon, up to 30 gallons at the pump at participating Phillips 66 locations, and 15 cents off per gallon when you pay for gas using your select payment methods within the My Phillips 66 app. Offer valid through September 30th, 2022.
On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and is your source for access to the biggest moments in sports, entertainment, and music. Be a part of the action with packages that can include official event tickets, premium hospitality, VIP experiences, and behind-the-scenes access. Visit onlocationexp.com to learn more and secure your experience today. Don't just be there. Be on location.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can drive high, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and is your source for access to the biggest moments in sports, entertainment, and music. Be a part of the action with packages that can include official event tickets, premium hospitality, VIP experiences, and behind-the-scenes access. Visit onlocationexp.com to learn more and secure your experience today. Don't just be there. Be on location.
Are you currently going somewhere? Start saving as you're going to that somewhere. Download the My Phillips 66 app. Save up to 25 cents per gallon of gas every time you fill up. We'll say it again, 25 whole centaroos every time you fill up. It's that easy to save and go. Download and start saving with the My Phillips 66 app today. Phillips 66, live to the full.
25 cents is a combined savings of 10 cents off per gallon, up to 30 gallons at the pump at participating Phillips 66 locations, and 15 cents off per gallon when you pay for gas using your select payment methods within the My Phillips 66 app. Offer valid through September 30th, 2022.
Why is Old Trapper beef jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious. You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, we're back on Big 12 this week. You can hear the show on TuneIn under College Sports Now. And we're talking with Christina Ho Wong, who blogs and covers the Texas Longhorns for the Dallas Morning News, back into Texas. So you spent some time with Kentucky doing an internship. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. This summer, I was the sports intern for the Lexington Herald Leader, which is the newspaper up there in Lexington. Covered some, UK football, a little bit of UK basketball, volleyball. Then I also did some stuff with EKU, Eastern Kentucky University.
Gotcha. Yeah. So does it feel good to be back in the state of Texas?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Love it here.
Yeah, that's good. All right. I want to get to your bold predictions. But first, I wanted to ask you about the defense, because in this Texas scrimmage that they had on Saturday. I think the defense forced four turnovers. Are there any specific players that have looked good in camp or are people that should we keep an eye out for?
Right. So, yeah. So the defense had three interceptions and four forced fumbles in Saturday scrimmage. I mean, just purely from kind of looking at those numbers, that, you know, that's not the full picture. I personally was not actually at the Saturday scrimmage. I'm, you know, just going to be clear with that. But just those numbers, you know, maybe the offense was doing as well as, you know, they could have. So, you know, that doesn't really, really paint the full picture is what I'm trying to say. But in terms of kind of making defensive improvements from last year, it really seems like they're trying to kind of have like a tighter coverage to help with the pass rush. And, you know, with doing that, they're kind of having to have their defensive backs really adjust to kind of playing in that way, in that style. You know, the other day, Anthony Cook said that they seem to be adjusting well and that they're, it seems like they're, you know, they're doing all right with this new system. DeSean Jameson, he had several interceptions in camp so far. In terms of, so I would be watching for those two guys, but they're also, you know, veterans. They're kind of starting to figure things out a little quicker than they did last year. And so I think, you know, just, you know, first of all, kind of identifying the fact that, you know, they need to be having a tighter coverage is a sign of, you know, of good things to come.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to it now. Christina's got five bold predictions for Texas this season, and she had a blog on Dallas Morning News. I'll give the quick little headline to it, and then you can give us the details, and we'll work from the bottom up, okay? So I'm assuming okay. Number five is you have a third quarterback in mind, Quinn Ewers, Hudson Card, and then there's a third who you say will get at least one start.
Kind of amidst all of this QB competition stuff going on, I think a lot of people have forgotten that Malik Murphy is on this team, frankly. Malik's here for a reason. Like, he's good. He wouldn't be here if, you know, the staff didn't see something in him, you know, prior to getting offered by Texas. You know, he actually got offered by, you know, Ohio State, Florida State. He even had an Alabama offer. So he's good. He's good. And I just think that people shouldn't count him out. He's been compared to Cam Newton as a high school student. I just think people shouldn't count him out, basically.
That's going out there. That's good. I like that. That's bold. You know what we have to do? Christina, you know what we have to do? We have to make this part of our What's Your Beef segment presented by Old Trapper. Look for Old Trapper in the Clear View bag. You can see the quality that you're buying. It's the official beef jerky of the Big 12. What's your beef? So, Christina, your bold predictions are now what's your beef? So that's a great one. that's a good one to start. All right, let's move up now. Number four, you say there's going to be an upset on the Texas schedule.
You know, I think that year two is going to be smoother for Texas. You know, obviously, you know, some injuries already. But in general, I think it should be smoother sailing. You know, I think the most exciting, most anticipated game, non-conference game for Texas is obviously Alabama. But I think the UT San Antonio game, which is the week after Alabama, should be just as exciting. So last year, the Roadrunners, they went 12-2. They got the conference USA title. And just kind of watching them last year, you can really tell that their head coach, Jeff Traylor, is really building something special in San Antonio. It seems like they really believe that they can compete with just about anybody. You know, last year they opened their season with a win over Illinois. And, you know, I would not say that Texas and Illinois, you know, are on the same level, are on the same page. You know, just that win within itself, you know, kind of coming into Champaign, UTSA, and winning UTSA proved that, you know, they can play at the FBS level. You know, they can play against bigger conferences. So I really think that if Texas isn't paying attention, if they're being kind of sloppy with just basics, then it is very possible for UTSA to pull off that upset.
Yeah, coming off the high of an Alabama game. All right, that was bold prediction number 2-4 on Christina's list. This one, number 3, Texas beats Oklahoma.
Last year, I personally was convinced that that was Texas' best chance to beat Oklahoma in a really long time. Obviously, was wrong about that. But I think right now OU is in that rebuild position, and you know, Texas is in year 2, and Sark has figured out a lot of things that Venables might not have been able to figure out yet. I think because of that, Texas is more primed to be OU for Red River this year.
Christina Ho-Wong from the Dallas Morning News covers the Texas Longhorns with her 5 bold predictions. It's What's Your Beef? Presented by Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12. Bijan Robinson, he takes the Heisman.
Yeah, so I don't think this is a too crazy prediction. I mean, you know, Bijan already has has decent odds to win the Heisman. You know, if he does win it, he's going to be the first Heisman winner for Texas since Ricky Williams back in 1998.
Texas to win the Big 12. I've had a couple of guests on now, and they all say the same thing, that Texas will win the Big 12. What do you like about them this year?
Well, I think, this whole offseason has been pretty crazy for the conference as a whole. You know, with Baylor reigning Big 12 champ, you know, their starter, starting quarterback, Jerry Bohannon, you know, entering the transfer portal after he lost the starting job for this season at Baylor. I think that was some really big news just because, you know, he played so well at Baylor last year. So it'll be interesting to see how, you know, they look with their new starter. TCU and Texas Tech, they both have new head coaches as well as OU. And so just kind of missed all of this change. And there are definitely things that I just forgot to mention. Texas just has like a huge wide open opportunity to really win the conference. Sark has also brought in more of his own recruits. This year out of Texas, 85 scholarship players, 57 of them are either freshmen or sophomores. And he's also managed to keep many of the veterans that did buy into his culture and his style of play. So I think the kind of group identity is starting to come together. And with that, they have a better chance of achieving their goals of winning.
The 5 bold predictions from Christina Ho-Wong. And that is What's Your Beef? Presented by Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12. I like you going bold. You get back into Texas and you go bold. That's a great way to jump into it, Christina. Right? Go right after it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Will, for having me.
Yeah. Christina Ho-Wong covering the Texas Longhorns for the Dallas Morning News here on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
This week!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
That deserves a Dr. Pepper. Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12, is always your go-to source to follow your favorite team. But did you know they also sell tickets to events nationwide? Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop all of your favorite event tickets, including college and professional sports, concerts, theater, and more. With Tickets for Less, you'll never have to pay per ticket service fees, saving you big on every order. Shop the best seats at the best prices for your next event at ticketsforless.com and see the savings for yourself.
Back on Big 12 This Week and our look at women's athletics brought to you by Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. We've got volleyball and soccer, those seasons just about ready to begin. 3 Big 12 schools ranked in the American Volleyball Coaches Association preseason coaches poll that came out earlier this week. Texas is ranked number 2. They're the highest ranked Big 12 team. This is an incredible stat. The Longhorns have been in the preseason top 4 every year since 2007. Let me say that to you again. The Longhorns have been in the preseason top 4 every year since 2007. And they also received 27 first place votes, the most of any team in the country. How do you end up with the most points and then you're not number 1? I feel like that needs to be weighted differently. I need to look into that. Baylor enters at number 16. It's their 5th straight season that the Bears have appeared in the preseason poll. And Kansas, back in the preseason rankings for the first time since 2017, they come in at number 23 after making a Sweet 16 run in 2021. The season begins August 26th. Conference matches will start on September 21st. For the first time in program history, TCU was selected as the favorite for the Big 12 soccer preseason poll voted on by the league coaches. TCU earned 7 first place votes. Texas came in at 2nd, West Virginia 3rd, Texas Tech 4th, Oklahoma State 5th, Oklahoma was 6th, Baylor 7th, Kansas 8th, Iowa State 9th, Kansas State 10th. TCU, as I mentioned, the 7 first place votes. Texas, West Virginia, and Oklahoma received the other first place votes. The Horned Frogs capped off last season with a 2nd consecutive Big 12 regular season title, and then they won their first Big 12 championship postseason crown. TCU and Texas earned postseason rankings and represented the Big 12 at the NCAA tournament. And that is our look at women's athletics, brought to you by Sprouts Farmers Markets, the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Thanks again to my guest, Christina Hwang from the Dallas Morning News, and Brian Estridge, voice of the TCU Horned Frogs. I'm Bill Pollack. Appreciate you listening. We'll talk to you again next week on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield, Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by On Location, your go-to source for elevated game day experiences at the 2022 Dr. Pepper Big 12 Football Championship. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference. Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. And by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.
Let's jump into Pepper's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Pepper play sets. Pepper Pig, inspiring kid confidence.